Download your favorite books and MP3s on your stream and leave home with your library in the palm of your hand. Humanware presents Victor Reader Stream, the only DAISY MP3 player that offers you so much in such a small package. Since it is ultra-compact and sleek, you can take it everywhere. It stores your books, e-text files, music, and voice recordings on a removable SD card. This little player packs a mighty punch, offering high performance and advanced navigation features, such as navigation by chapter section, page, and bookmarks.
Level 1.
Because we are Canadians, a battle about this DAISY talking book. Cover material. Chapter 1.
Go-to features to jump to a specific page heading, book or bookmark.
Go-to page. Page 116.
I was very glad to be in on their capture.
Navigation of multiple books, MP3 folders, notes, and voice
one
notes.
Book. DAISY books. 2. Books. Music. 1. Book.
Advanced bookmark functions.
Insert bookmark.
Accelerated fast-forward rewind with audible feedback.
Together. There were preachers, German sympathizers.
You can also use its built-in text-to-speech to read books in text format, such as Bookshare.
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
And that's not all. There are many more functions, including an integrated microphone to record voice notes. With its USB port, you can easily transfer books and music from your PC. Victor Reader Stream lets you read and navigate through complex books, such as reference manuals and school books, as well as novels and magazines. No other DAISY player offers you so much in such a small package and at such an affordable price. Victor Reader Stream can be bought online at www.humanware.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Bishop, and I'll be with you for the next hour or so to talk to all of you all about the brand new Humanware product, the Victor Reader Stream. It's a brand new MP3 player, as well as DAISY player, and text files can be played on the device as well. Let's go ahead and describe to you what the unit looks like, and then after that, I'm going to put the SD card in the computer and show you how you need to set up the folder structure on the SD card. And then we'll put the card in the unit and we'll show you all of the characteristics of the unit itself. I'm going to now remove the Victor Reader Stream from its case. Let me describe the Victor Reader Stream to you. The Victor Reader Stream, many have said that it looks like a pack of playing cards. Now, I'm not sure I would classify it so much that I think it's a bit taller than that, and it may even be just a little bit wider than that, but it definitely fits in the palm of my hand, and my fingers definitely extend away from it if it's laying in my hand. It reminds me of an amateur radio handheld. If those of you are amateur radio operators, then you'll kind of know what that might look like. It's a little bit smaller than that, but it kind of has that feel to it, or more like maybe a small cell phone. It kind of feels similar to that. Let's start on the actual top of the unit, and this would be the top of the unit. If you were holding the unit, the buttons are facing me, and I'm now holding the unit vertical. And on the top of the unit, on the far left side, is a little mini USB connector, and you'll notice, at least on mine anyway, there's a little dot that is on the upper left-hand corner of that connector. So that's one way that you could locate it. And it's definitely pronounced. You can definitely feel the hole there where your cable would go to connect the Victor Reader Stream to your computer. Or if you wanted to connect, say, an NLS cartridge, or you wanted to connect another USB thumb drive with the small USB cable. In the center on the top is where the SD card will go in, and we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. But the nice thing about this is that it is sort of concaved, so you can move your finger across, and you can definitely tell where that card will need to go. It's kind of wide there, and you can definitely feel They did a really nice job in making sure that that slot wasn't flush with the unit. I really think they've spent quite a bit of time here, looking at how should we make this device so that it's very obvious where things are. And I think they get an A+ in that respect. On the far right of the unit, on the top, is another little dot on the upper right-hand corner of the unit. And just below that is a connector, and that is where the power cord will need to be placed. The power cord is used for charging the battery, and you can buy replaceable batteries from HumanWare. It takes approximately 4 hours to charge the battery, and you get about 15 hours of battery life per charge with the unit itself. So really not too bad. If I flip the unit over, then the back of the unit is where the battery door is, and it basically just slides off. I'm going to turn the unit back over in my hand here, and we're now going to go down the right side of the unit. On the upper right, I'm now holding the unit so that the buttons are facing to my left, and the top of the unit here has a normal-sized jack where a pair of headphones would go, or you can hook up an external speaker to that. And really, that's really the way that the device is intended to be used. We'll kind of show you what the little mini speaker sounds like when we get to it, but it doesn't have a lot of power to it. It's not really meant for prolonged listening, although some have, but I wouldn't unless I hooked up an external speaker or a pair of headphones. Below that is another connector where you can place a external microphone. This is very nice if you would like to do recordings or podcasting or anything like that. It does have a digital voice recorder built into the unit, and so that's something if you really were into that, you could definitely do. It does have a built-in microphone, and we'll show you where that is in just a minute. If you run your finger down the side of the unit here, you'll feel a series of rough bumps, and just below that is a button. And that button has a little dot on it, and that is for recording. And you can either record quick notes, or you can record prolonged notes. Say you were in a meeting or in a classroom setting and you wanted to record the class, then you can do that too. And then below that is another series of rough bumps, and that's really all that is on that right side. I'm going to flip it over now to the left and describe the buttons on this side, and then we'll talk about the face of the unit. On the upper top of this side, on the left side of the unit, now the buttons are facing to my right. On the upper part of the unit here is a button, and this is the power on and power off button. It's pretty well pronounced here, so in fact all of the buttons on the Victor Reader Stream are. You'll have no problem at all being able to feel these buttons and actually know where they are at all. The only one that might be a little difficult to find, because I didn't find at least on mine that this dot was very pronounced, was this record button. So this first button is the power button, and you simply just hold it down for a couple seconds, and then the unit will come on, and we'll show you that in a minute. And then if you want to reset the unit, then you can hold it down for about 7 seconds, the manual says, and it will reset the unit entirely in case it locks up. I mean, these are electronic devices, and so, that can happen. The next two keys are, there's an up arrow, and this is used for turning up the volume or setting the tone higher or the speed of the unit. And then there is a down arrow looking button, and that's for doing the reverse. And that's pretty much what is on the left side of the unit. Let's now talk about the face of the unit, where really, more than likely, you'll spend the majority of your time. That and the left side is probably where you'll spend the majority of your time. On the face of the unit, the buttons are now facing me. The upper left-hand side of the unit, you'll feel a series of little bumps. That is the little speaker. It's not too loud. We'll demonstrate that to you before we hook the Victor Reader Stream up to the mixer itself. Across from that, you'll feel another series of bumps, and that is where the microphone is. So the microphone is on the right corner of the unit, just a little bit down from the top. Now there's a ridge here, and this ridge is where all of the buttons begin to be used with the unit. And I'm not going to describe all of these buttons quite yet. Just to let you know, though, that there are two buttons, one on the left and one on the right, on the very top. And then there's a numeric, you know, phone-type keypad that you can see here, including a dot on the number 5. And then there's a line that separates the next series of buttons. And again, this is very well pronounced. It's quite tactual, and really, I don't think anyone will have any difficulty whatsoever in locating all of these things. Below that is a elongated button, and this is the sleep button. This is so that you can, and it's not kind of conveniently placed. If you want to reach over and continue listening to your book while you're laying in bed, well, you can just go over there and hit the button and keep going if you want. Below that is the play button in the center, and then off to the left and right are our rewind on the left and fast forward buttons on the right. And that's pretty much all of the buttons on the unit itself. And we'll describe to you in detail what each of these buttons do. But before we do that, I thought it would be good to go ahead and describe to you what's required in setting up your SD card with the Victor Stream. Because there are a number of things that you need to do to get it to work correctly with the Victor Reader Stream. Now, unlike other products similar to the BookPort and the Book Courier, the Victor Reader Stream does not really have a lot of software provided with it quite yet to manage the content of the secure digital card. And this could be seen as a plus and a minus. Some people may say, well, I want to be able to maintain my secure digital card, and I'll handle copying all of the folders to it and all of that. Others might say, well, yes, but I really do want a really simplistic way of getting content to that secure digital card. So I can kind of see it both ways. Since I'm more of an advanced user, I honestly can handle it either way, and for me it's not that big of an issue, but it really kind of depends upon your level of experience of what you're used to. But it really isn't too bad setting it up. So let's talk about that. Let me turn on my screen reader here to the board here, and let's talk about this. I've put the SD card already in the computer. I connected a card reader to a USB cable and put in the SD card into that card reader, and it has seen this as drive letter H. So let's go ahead now and move over to drive letter H.
Alt tab, removable disk left paren H colon right paren, removable disk left paren H colon right paren.
I'm on drive H now, and if I move to the top of the list,
home,
then you'll see here that there's a
$VR audio BKM 106.
$VR audio BK, and that is a reserved file or reserve folder in this case, where your audio bookmarks are stored. And we're not going to worry about that. That is something that when you do see that on your secure digital card, if you do have audio bookmarks on here or bookmarks at all, then you want to make sure that they are, that folder is left alone. You don't want to tamper with that whatsoever. Let's move down.
$VRDTB.
$VRDTB. I'll spell it for you.
$VRDTB.
Okay, and this is where your digital talking books will go. This would include things from Bookshare, so like Daisy Talking Books text files, or you could have ones from CNIB or any other places that might provide you with text or audio Daisy Talking Books. Now that folder needs to be created on the device. Each of these folders represents what's called a bookshelf on the Victor Reader Stream, and we'll show you exactly how that works and how you navigate these bookshelves. But again, this is one of the folders that you need to create. It's $VRDTB.
$VRDTB.
Okay. The next one.
$VRMusic.
$VRMusic. This is where you'll put music files, and you can put them into folders. So, for example, I have a Harry Potter folder here in the $VR, VR music folder. And under that, I have the classical music of two of the Harry Potter movies in there. We'll show that to you when we start playing files and things on the device itself. So again, if you want to play, put music on the device, the folder name is $VRmusic. I'll spell it for you here.
$VRmusic.
So the word music, the capital M, and then lowercase USIC. The next folder,
$VRnotes.
$VRnotes. Now this will automatically get created for you when you put the card into the unit. And this is where recordings are stored when you actually make recordings on the unit itself. Let me spell the folder for you.
$VRnotes.
The next folder.
$VRotherbooks.
$VRotherbooks. This is where other non-DAISY type books, these would be MP3 books. That's where you would put these here. Or Ogg Vorbis files would go. And I have some examples of those on the SD card, and we'll play those when we start playing with files on the Victor Stream itself. Let me spell this for you.
$VROTHERBOOKS.
So $VR and then other books with the O and B capitalized.
$VRText.
And the last folder that you need to create on the unit is $VRText with a capital T. This is where text files will go. This includes HTML files as well, and the unit will read those as well. So again, these folders need to be created on the unit. Now, if you just want to put DAISY books on the unit, then you can do that, and you can put them right in the root, or right into the root drive of that card, as long as you include all of the files that comprise a DAISY book. But if you want to be able to put music on the device and other types of text files and things like that, then you're definitely going to need to create these folders on the device itself. This is very, very well documented in the documentation that comes with the Victor Reader Stream, both in text files, and the CD that I've received even has them in Microsoft Word format for those of you that have Microsoft Word, or you can even read them in WordPad. Let's show you now the volume of this speaker. So I'm going to go ahead now, and I am going to turn the unit on. I'm doing that by pressing and holding down the power button, and I'll do that for a couple of seconds and then let go.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Now you can barely hear that. Let me see if I can turn the volume up. There we go. But again, I'm just going to hold it up to my microphone here and see if you can hear it.
Bookshelf 1, no media.
Yeah. So if I hold it really close to my microphone, and it's almost touching the microphone.
Bookshelf 1.
I'm pressing the 1 key on the unit itself. But yeah, it's really not that loud. You probably could, if you were in a hotel room and you were going to bed and the room was very, very quiet, then you probably could place the unit on the table next to you and you might be able to hear it okay, at least in Arizona anyway, with all of the air conditioners running and things. Those rooms tend to get a little loud, and so it might not be quite loud enough. Let's go ahead then and connect the unit to the mixer, and I'm going to do that by plugging in a cable now into the headphone jack of the Victor Reader Stream, which again is on the upper right hand side of the unit. And let's talk to you now all about each of the keys on the unit itself. Let's start with the numeric keypad, and for those of you who are used to Victor products, this should seem somewhat familiar to you. I'm going to press the number 1, and I'm just going to follow that pattern across the keypad. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then star 0, pound, and then, but it should actually say the numbers as well. So here we go. I'm going to press the number 1.
Bookshelf 1. Scroll up 2. Delete 3. Move back 4. Where am I 5. Move forward 6. menu, navigation and playback, time jump, 1 minute.
Even though we are in, because there's no media in the device, we're in the key help mode. And unfortunately, when you press the number 7, it actually takes you into the menu. So I'm going to cancel.
Leaving menu.
There we go. And we'll talk about that menu in just a minute. So number 7 is the menu button. And then number 8.
Scroll down, 8.
There we go. Number 9.
Playback mode, 9.
Okay, playback mode. And that's the switch between text-to-speech and audio when you're playing a Daisy talking book, if it supports both formats.
Cancel.
That's the star.
Info, 0. No media.
There we go.
Battery powered. Battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 1.0.2, model 303, stream, confirm.
And then the pound is the confirm. Now, below here, of course, is the sleep button.
Sleep.
And then on the bottom left of the unit.
Rewind. Play, stop. Fast forward.
And fast forward. All right. Let's go ahead now and look at the buttons on the top of the unit, on the top left, because now we just went through the keypad and the keys below it. There's two more buttons, one on the left.
Go to page.
That's the go to page command, and
bookmark.
The bookmark command. We'll talk about all those in just a few minutes. I have removed the SD card from my card reader from the computer, and I'm now holding the SD card in my hand, and I'm going to slide it into the Victor Reader stream. The card needs to be positioned in such a way that if you take your finger and move your finger along the left edge of the card and to the bottom of that card, you'll feel a little like a diagonal ridge, a little cutout there. That's where you need to actually have it faced toward the left. And if you put that in the top of the unit, you'll be able to tell there's a little spring in there, and you just press down.
Other books.
Vocalizer.
File 1.
Vocalizer English as male voice. Tom. Sample WA.
The unit uses both human speech and text-to-speech. The speech that you've just heard is the brand new version of Eloquence from Nuance, and that's what is used inside of the unit itself. Many of you will also recognize the human voice that's used on many of the Victor products produced by HumanWare. As I said before, the unit is based around the concept of what are called bookshelves, similar to like a library, where you would actually find things on the bookshelves like, you know, CDs or books or magazines. The same principle applies here for the Victor Reader Stream. The way that you move along the bookshelf, or at least from bookshelf to bookshelf, is by pressing the number 1 on the keypad. So let's go ahead and do that.
Bookshelf, other books, 3, books, 3.
Vocalizer.
So it's telling me that in the other books folder, I have 3 books, and that is correct. Let me just show you all of the bookshelves, and then we'll go from bookshelf to bookshelf and show you all of the things that you can do in each of the bookshelves.
Music, 1, book.
Music, 1 book, and that's correct because really that's how it classifies music, is really just 1 book, but you can have multiple folders, and I'll show you how to navigate that in a minute. It's a little bit different than navigating books and that type of thing. The next bookshelf?
Text files, 4, books, 1.
HumanWare.
Okay.
Company profile text.
So again, here's where your text files will be.
Notes, 1, book.
Notes, again, this is where all of your recordings will go.
Talking books, 3, books, 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
And this is where your talking books go. And then
other books, 3, books, 3.
Vocalizer.
Then we come back to other books. But let's go ahead and get started by talking about digital talking books or Daisy talking books. And I'll move back there by continuing to press the number 1 here. And the nice thing about these keys is that you really can hear them click. In fact, if I hold the unit up to the microphone, you can probably hear me press them.
Music, 1, book. Text files, 4. Books, 1. Notes, 1. Book. Talking books, 3. Books, 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
And so the keys really feel really nice in your, you know, when you press them. You definitely can tell that they're being pressed. They're not, you know, they're not silent. They do have a click to them. It really is kind of nice. That's just one of the characteristics of this unit that really make it look really nice. In fact, when I was at work, I had the unit delivered to my office, and when I took it out of the box, a number of people came up to me at my office and commented to me that it looks really classy. It looks really, really nice. It looks really slick and it just, you know, really fancy looking. It's not a black box, you know, with just a bunch of buttons on it. HumanWare has gone to great lengths to make it look, you know, when you carry this around, you're gonna look cool, man. At least according to the people at my office, they think it looks cool. Okay. Once you have navigated to a specific bookshelf, you navigate that bookshelf by using the 4 and 6 keys for most things. We'll get to the differences in a minute. But let's talk a little bit here about digital talking books. I'm going to move now using the 6 key.
2.
Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild. That is a Bookshare Daisy talking book, or a Daisy book.
3.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
That's right, and that's the new Harry Potter book, also from Bookshare. And then if I press the number 6 again.
1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
This is a book that has both audio and text Daisy content, and we're going to play with that one first. You can use the 4 key to go backward. So let's move forward 1.
2.
Call of the Wild.
That was with the number 6 key, and then the number 4 key.
1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
And then if you want to select that book or play that book, then you have to do 2 different things. You have to confirm it. You can either do that by pressing play, or you can use the confirm key on the lower right-hand corner of the keypad, the pound key, if you were thinking about this as a phone. And I'll press that, and you just get a beep when you press that. But then when you press the play key, you'll get a beep, and the book will start to play.
Page 2. Before we continue to elaborate on this extremely interesting topic...
Okay, that's because I was playing the book earlier. Let me show you a quick way on the Victor Reader Stream to get to the beginning of a book. I'm going to press the Go To Page button, which is the upper left-hand button on the device.
Go To Page.
And the easiest way to do it is to go to page 0. So I'm going to do that.
0.
And I'm going to press the Accept button here.
Page 0.
Okay, and I'll press play again.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is simply a small introduction to the Norwegian mountains, for those who may be interested.
Producer note.
This digital talking book in the DAISY 202 format demonstrates the use of skippable elements in an NCC-only book. The text you are listening to right now is, in fact, a producer note.
What you heard there is one of the skippable elements, and this is the beginning of the book itself. Now, while you're playing the book, you can move by different navigational elements. And you select those by using the 2 and 8 buttons on the keypad.
Page.
So you can move by page.
Phrase.
Phrase. That would traditionally be something like a sentence.
Time jump. 1 minute.
Okay, you can move by time jump.
Level 1.
Level 1 would be like a chapter.
Level 2.
Level 2 would be a section.
Level 3.
And level 3 would be like a subsection. So I want to move by page, just for example. So let's move to page.
Page.
And I'll start playing the book.
1. The Norwegian Mountains. Page 2. Before we continue to elaborate on this page 3. There is hardly very much more to say about the age of the Norwegian mountains. So, page 4. In addition to the shoes...
Okay,
go to page.
I'm going to go back
0.
To page 0.
Page 0.
And I've confirmed my selection. And you can move, again, by all these different navigational levels. And one of the things that you can do, you can find out information about the book. Let's go ahead and start the book playing again.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is page 1, chapter 1, page 2. Before we continue...
Okay, now I've pressed the play button again to stop, and you can press the number 5 key, and it will tell you, where am I?
Where am I? Page 2, heading 3.
Section 1-1. How and when did they get there?
So it tells you exactly where you're at within the book itself. Now, you can also press the 0 key.
Info.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
8 pages, 8 headings. Total time, 5 minutes, 27 seconds. Time elapsed, 1 minute, 10 seconds. Time remaining, 4 minutes, 17 seconds. 0. Bookmark in this book. 12. Books. Battery powered. Battery level. Medium. About Victor Reader. Version 1.0.2. Model 303. Stream. Serial number.
As you can see, it gives you quite a bit of information about the unit itself. You can use the navigation keys 4 and 6 to jump between this level of information that you can get by pressing 0.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
8 pages, 8. Total time, 5. Time elapsed. Time remaining, 4.
So I'm
minutes,
pressing the 6
17
key.
Seconds, 0. Bookmark in this book. 12 books. Battery powered, battery level, medium.
I want to show you how you can change the speed and tone of the device. So let's go ahead now and start playing the book.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is simply a small introduction to the Norwegian mountains.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it down a little bit
this digital
on the board here. And on the top left of the unit is the power button. And while you're playing a book, or any time that the unit is on, actually, you can press that. And I'm going to go ahead and do that now, and I'll turn the volume back up here.
Skippable elements in a book.
Speed.
Page
you can
one,
change the speed,
one, the tone, Norwegian
the tone,
mountains.
Volume,
or the volume.
Most people in the world
set
do
the
not pay
here.
The proper attention to the mountains arrow. In Norway. In fact, probably less than 1% of the population on this planet has actually seen them.
And then the speed can
hence
also be adjusted.
It's appropriate
speed.
To present these mountains to a wider audience. Section 1-1. How and when did they get there? For all practical purposes, they have always been there. They will probably stay there for some more time. And how they got there? Well, who cares? Page 2. Before we continue to elaborate on this extremely interesting topic, let's have a skippable sidebar.
Sidebar.
Sidebar 1. How old is a mountain? Mountains seem to be rather robust.
Now, the
robust.
Beep that you just heard, I'll pause that. The beep we just heard says that we're now back at its original speed. Let's go ahead and continue playing.
Sidebar.
And they're year after year.
Now,
so it seems natural
the tone.
To think...
Tone.
They are pretty old.
Now, this may be
page
difficult
three.
For you to hear.
There is hardly very much more to say about the age of
the
Norwegian mountains. So let's take a look at some more practical issues. Section 1-2. The
so
equipment
at the top of the range of the tone.
It is necessary with some basic equipment to conquer the mountains.
And you go negative,
at least you will need some nice walking boots on your feet.
Producer note.
A nice pair of walking
so it's
shoes.
Like bass and treble, basically.
Shoes approximately size 42.
And for the mixer,
note that
that
this
I'm
information
using,
is skippable.
I like
it's
tone 2 that
as
makes
an
it
optional.
Sound the best. Let's continue playing here, and I'm going to press the number 9 key and watch what happens.
Producer note.
Oh, producer note.
Text to speech audio.
And I must press play again.
For sidebar 2. The nice part rain, snow, mosquitoes and wolves. Text on page 451.3. The gold pigeon getting up to the peak. Sidebar 3. How high is a mountain? 6. Sidebar 3. Continued. Text.
And then you can go back by pressing 9 again.
Recorded audio.
Page 4. In addition to the shoes, it might be wise to have some other things.
Let's talk about the menu here, because the majority of the options, or at least the options that we're going to talk about first in the menu, really relate to digital talking books themselves. Let's press the number 7.
Menu. Navigation and playback. Playback. normal.
And now you use 4 and 6 to change the different options. And you can have normal.
Loop.
Loop, and that means basically similar to a repeat function.
Normal. Loop.
And that's all you really have in this type of content on the Victor Reader stream. You have other options, though, when you play music, and we'll get to that
normal.
In just a minute. I'm going to press the number 7 again.
Skip all. Play.
This menu deals with what are called skippable elements. And if you want to not hear things like page numbers or sidebars or those types of things, then you can turn all these things off. And you navigate to these different things by using 2 and 8.
Footnote. Play.
So footnote.
Page number.
Page
play.
Number.
Producer note. Play.
Producer note.
Sidebar. Play.
And sidebar.
All. Play.
Now, there's an option here that says all, and that's to set all of them at once if you'd like. But if you set any of these others, then all will move to custom. And I want to actually show you how you can actually turn one of these things off, and we'll show how it affects the playback of the book.
Footnote. Page number. Producer note. Play.
And I'm going to use the 6 key to move to the right. This is how you select the option that you'd like.
Skip.
And there's skip.
On demand.
On demand.
Play.
And play. And I want to skip them. So let's move to there.
Skip.
And I'm going to press the confirm key.
Selected.
And now I'm going to go ahead and exit the menus by pressing the cancel key.
Leaving menu.
And let's now move back to the beginning of the book. There's probably easier ways you could do it by using the fast forward and rewind keys. Let's do that.
NCC to the Norwegian mountain.
Beginning of book.
Climbing the highest mountain. This is simply a small introduction to the Norwegian mountains for those who may be interested. Page 1.
We have skipped the producer note. Now, let's show you the fast forward and rewind keys here while we're reading this book. I'm going to press play.
The Norwegian
mountains.
And I'm going mountains.
To press the
most
fast forward
most people in
key.
The world do probably less
and
than 1% of the population on this planet.
But if I hold it down,
has actually
then
seen
the jumps get longer and
hence,
longer.
Hence, it's appropriate to the world.
One minute. Sidebar.
Snow, mosquitoes, and...
2 minutes.
Reached Galdhøpiggen, and you should go back to your start.
End of book.
There we go. And finally it gets to the end of the book because I held it down long enough that it jumped to the end of the actual book itself. And you can do that both going forward and backward within the book by holding down the fast forward and rewind keys. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Other books. 3. Books. 3.
Vocalizer.
Okay, so this is where you'll place your MP3 books. And right now I'm sitting on a folder called Vocalizer. And that's actually the name of the new Eloquence. Let's move to the left with 4.
2.
Victor Reader Stream.
Okay, and there's the Victor Reader Stream folder.
1.
Chronicles of Narnia, focus on the family version.
And I put the Chronicles of Narnia here on the Victor Reader stream, but let's now go back. I'm going to press the 4 again.
3.
Vocalizer.
And we're going to go ahead now and navigate into there by pressing the number 8.
File.
Let's move now to the right.
File. 2.
Vocalizer speed 100. MP3.
Okay, so this is a sample MP3 file of what the text-to-speech voice sounds like at 100 words per minute.
You are listening to a sample computer voice that could be used to let you read Daisy text-only books such as those from Bookshare. More books.
And if you wanted to hear what it sounds like at a higher rate, you can move to the right here.
File. 3.
Vocalizer speed 250. MP3.
So this is 250 words a minute.
You are listening to a sample computer voice that could be used to let you read Daisy text-only books such as those from Bookshare. More books are becoming available in text-only format. They are less complex for libraries to produce. Take less story.
The one thing I did want to show you is what's coming in the future for the Victor Reader stream. It's a new voice.
File 1.
Vocalizer English as male voice. Tom. Sample WA.
Okay, so here's the Tom voice, and here's who or what he sounds like.
You are listening to a sample computer voice that could be used to let you read DAISY text-only books such as those from Bookshare. More books are becoming available in text-only format.
Music. One. Book.
Now we're in the music folder, and we'll spend a little bit of time here. The music folder has basically one book, because that's basically what it is. It's just the music folder. And you use the you navigate a little bit differently here.
Music.
So if I use 6 and 4,
music,
you're going to hear just
music.
So the way you navigate in the music structure is by using keys 2 and 8. So let's use 8.
Folder.
Okay. Folder.
File.
Or file. And I want to go by folder.
Folder.
And now I can use 4 and 6.
Folder. 3.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Now, the way that I have these files structured on the SD card, just so that you're aware, is I have a Harry Potter folder, and then I have two folders underneath that. So when the unit scans the different folders, it sort of determines that for me, and that way I don't have to navigate so many levels of folders. Let's move back with the number 4 key.
Folder 2.
Harry Nilsson, The Point.
File 1.
01. The Point, Everything's Got MMP3.
Ah, yes. Harry Nilsson's The Point, an album that I really, really loved when I was a child, and I put that here on the stream. Now, if I move to the left again.
Folder 1.
England, Dan and John Ford, Collie Besta.
Okay.
1. 01,
I'd really love to see you tonight, MP3.
Okay, now I can just play that file by simply pressing the confirm key on the lower right side of the unit, and then pressing play. Okay, I'm going to turn that down here. Now, I can do that, and then I can move through the actual song by using the fast forward and rewind keys. I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really don't want to use Okay, and I can go backward. Okay, now let me show you something here. I'm going to pause this. And if we go into the menu now.
Menu, navigation and playback. Playback, normal.
We have normal.
Loop.
Loop.
Random.
And random. Loop is similar to repeat. Random is basically like shuffle mode in Winamp and other types of MP3 players. Okay. Now, when you get to the end of songs on the Victor Reader stream, it does not pronounce the name of the song or the file. If you just let it continue to play, it only does that if you physically navigate using the keys on the keypad. If you press the number 5 key.
When will I see? Where am I? Folder 1.
England, Dan and John Ford, Collie Besta.
File 2.
02, Nights Are Forever Without You, MP3.
Time elapsed 26 seconds.
Okay, so you can do that. You can find out where you're at in the song. And I'll go ahead and pause that. And so you can play music on it. You can play Ogg Vorbis files. I think those will even work inside the music folder itself. And there you go. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Music. 1. Book. Text files. 4. Books. 1.
Humanware.
All right.
Company profile text.
Now we're in the text files section of the bookshelf.
2.
Stream. Brochure text.
And let's go ahead and select that.
Text files.
Stream. Brochure text.
Now you can change the navigation style within a text file by using 2 and 8. I'll press 8.
Paragraph.
You can have it jump by paragraphs.
Line.
Line.
Sentence.
Sentence.
Word.
Or word. Let's do that. Let's keep it on word.
Your favorite books.
Okay, I want to get the spelling of favorite, so I'm going to move back.
Favorite.
And I'm going to change the navigation style.
Character.
And then spell.
F A V O R I T E.
So this way you can actually get spellings of things and that kind of thing. So it's really kind of nice.
Screen.
And then we're back at screen. And so you can navigate these text files all kinds of different ways. It's really kind of nice.
bookshelf, text files, 4, notes, 1, book.
All right, and now we're here at notes, and we'll get to that when we start talking about the digital voice recorder that is built into the unit itself.
Talking books.
And 3, we're back
books, 3,
at
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
The talking books section of the bookshelf. One of the things that I wanted to show you was the sleep mode. I'm going to press the sleep key.
Sleep, 15 minutes.
So the sleep timer can be set to 15 minutes.
Sleep, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Sleep, 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Sleep, 60 minutes.
Or 60 minutes.
Sleep, off.
And then if you don't want it to be on, then you just basically continue to press the key until you get back to sleep, off. One of the things that I wanted to show you next was the bookmark feature. You can put bookmarks in basically any type of place on the bookshelf, and that's pretty much done by using the bookmark key. I'm going to go ahead now and move on to the bookshelf.
Talking books, 3, books, 3, 2,
call up,
1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
I'm going to go ahead and start playing the book itself. So let's do that.
Climbing the Highest Mountain. This is simply a small introduction to the Norwegian mountains.
Now I'm going to stop there and I'm going to put in a bookmark. I'm going to press the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
So the first press is a go to bookmark.
Insert bookmark.
Insert bookmark. Let's show you all of the options and then we'll insert the bookmark.
Start highlight bookmark.
Start highlight bookmark.
Bookmark list.
Bookmark list, and you can see here,
end of book, beginning of book.
There are no bookmarks currently within this book.
Go to bookmark.
Okay, and we're back at the bookmark, the go to bookmark command.
Insert bookmark.
Now I'm going to insert a bookmark, and I'm simply just going to press the confirm key.
Bookmark 1 inserted.
And it automatically inserted a bookmark for me. So let's go ahead and start playing this book again.
For those who may be interested.
Now I'm going to change the navigation.
Page 1.
Page.
The Norwegian
mountains.
I'm going
to jump.
Page 2.
To page 3. Oh, I don't know.
Page 4.
4. We'll let her
talk. In addition to the shoes, it might be wise to have some other things. Many prefer to use a walking stick on their way up.
Okay, now let's go to the specific bookmark, which in this case is bookmark 1.
Go to bookmark.
And we're already where we want to be, so we'll type in the number 1.
1.
Press confirm.
Bookmark 1.
And press play.
For those who may be interested. Page 1, chapter 1.
Okay, so we know that we're now back at page 1, chapter 1. And you can put as many bookmarks as you want in here. I don't think that there's a limitation on that. I didn't see one in the manual. In fact, I typed in a bookmark number of 6,444. Just to see if I could, and sure enough, it definitely accepted that. And so let's go ahead now and continue to play the book here.
The Norwegian Mountains.
And
page 3.
Now,
there is hardly very much more to say about the age of the Norwegian mountains.
Okay, I want to generate what's called a highlight bookmark. Let's do that.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark.
So I'm going to start the highlight. I'll just confirm it.
Start position set.
And let's continue to play.
So let's take a look at some more practical issues. Section 1, 2, the equipment you will need. It is necessary with some basic equipment to conquer the mountains.
All right, that's enough. And I'll go ahead and end the highlight.
Go to bookmark.
I'm pressing the bookmark key again.
Insert bookmark. End highlight bookmark.
And I'll press confirm.
Highlight bookmark 2, inserted. Go to bookmark. 1. Bookmark.
For those who may be interested.
All right.
Page 1. Chapter 1.
So we're listening to that. Now let's go to bookmark 2.
Go to bookmark 2. Highlight bookmark.
So let's take a look at some more practical issues. Section 1, 2. The equipment you will need. It is necessary with some basic equipment to conquer the mountains.
So this is great for setting up specific areas that you would like to highlight. Let's say you're a student and you want to be able to make sure that, hey, the professor said this was important. Let's show you now how you can move from bookmark to bookmark.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list.
And you can use 4 and 6.
End of book. Highlight bookmark. 2. Bookmark. 1.
For those who may be interested. Page 1. Chapter 1.
So it starts to play.
Highlight bookmark. 2.
So let's take a look at some more practical issues. Section 1, 2. The equipment you will need.
So when you're doing it this way, it actually starts to actually play the different things. Now you can remove the bookmarks too.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark list. Remove bookmark.
And let's remove bookmark 2.
2. Highlight bookmark 2. Removed.
The next thing that I wanted to show you was the digital voice recorder. There's two types of recordings that can be made on the unit itself. You can create what's called a quick recording, and you do that by simply holding down the button on the right side of the unit. It has a little dot on it between the bumps that are on the side of that on the right side of the unit. So let's do that. Let's go ahead here and press and hold it down, and it's going to do this.
Start recording.
Hello, we're recording for a review of the Victor Reader stream. Now I've let go of the button.
Stop recording. Note 1 created.
Okay, so it said note 1 created, and if I press the play key...
It is necessary with some...
Oh no, that's interesting. Since we're already in the bookshelf, it's going to play the actual book, so we need to navigate to the notes.
Bookshelf, talking book, other books, 3, music, 1, text files, notes, 1, book, note.
And we're going to navigate to that note.
Note 1.
There we go, and press play.
Hello, we're recording for a review of the Victor Reader stream.
And you can also record longer notes. You can do that by simply just pressing the record button and letting it go.
Start recording.
We're now recording for a review of the Victor Reader stream, and we'll let it record here. Now you can press the play stop key, and it will pause the recording like this.
Pause recording.
So it paused the recording, and now...
Resume recording.
We're now resuming the recording, and we'll see what this actually sounds like when we actually do that. And we'll continue to talk here for just a minute, and then we'll press the record button again to stop, like this. Now the one
stop
thing I've
recording.
Noticed is
note
that
note 2 created.
Now that it actually tends to pick up that clicking of the button itself. Let's go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf notes 1 book note. Note 1. Note 2.
And we'll play it.
We're now recording for a review of the Victor Reader stream, and we'll let it record here. Now you can press the play stop key, and it will pause the recording like this. We're now resuming the recording, and we'll see what this actually sounds like when we actually do that. And we'll continue to talk here for just a minute, and then we'll press the record button again to stop, like this.
The format that the recordings are stored in is called AMR Wideband Plus. This is a new file format. It isn't really compatible with WAV or MP3 files or anything like that. So you can't really bring the files that will be stored on your SD card over to the PC and play them there. I know that Humanware is working on a solution to this, and I'm sure we'll see something in the next few months to allow us to convert these files into a format that can be played on the PC. That will be really good, because then you could use this as a recorder for podcasting, or, you know, even bringing the recordings of meetings over to your PC and do some editing on them and put them out as notes for people at work, things like that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. This concludes the review of the Victor Reader stream. I think it goes without saying that the future looks bright for the Victor Reader stream. I think Humanware definitely has a winner here. It will be interesting to see what further innovations are added to this product. I have a few ideas that I think we'll definitely see. And when you listen to Main Menu Live coming up here in just a few minutes, you'll be able to call in and ask Jerry all about your ideas for what the Victor Reader Stream may have. And we'll talk to him about some of our ideas about what we think will be coming in future releases for the Victor Reader Stream.